USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Jerome Powell, who President Joe Biden has picked to head the Federal Reserve for a second term, is facing criticism from Democrats in the Senate for his track record on climate change and bank deregulation. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, expressed opposition to Powell's nomination.
Gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
At least 5 people are dead and 40 others injured after Daryl Brooks broke through the barriers with his SUV and sped through the Waukesha Christmas Parade. The Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, a group of grandmothers who meet weekly to practice dance routines for year-round parades, said its members are among the fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales, they sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
The worldwide rally for freedom returned to New York City this weekend, drawing thousands of fed-up New Yorkers to the streets to stand up for their freedom and protest tyrannical public health mandates. According to Kevin Peters, one of the group's New York organizers, the protest is the culmination of a broader coalition coming together like never seen before, all standing together. A group of House Republicans is warning that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, the ATF, could be laying the groundwork for a backdoor federal gun registry. Republican Representative Michael Cloud of Texas led 51 of his colleagues in a letter to acting ATF Director Marvin Richardson on Monday that Republicans fear could eventually lead to a backdoor gun registry around Congress's prohibition. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
COVID numbers are higher in 2021 than in 2020.
The CDC says COVID-19 has killed more Americans this year than last year. Numbers from Johns Hopkins University show more than 392,000 people have died from COVID-19 so far this year, compared to just over 377,000 in 2020, and there's still a month to go. Altogether, more than 770,000 Americans have reportedly died from the coronavirus, with new infections rising in 38 states. Some of the biggest surges are seen in blue states such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, and New Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Black Lives Matter supporter, accused of driving last year through a crowd of supporters of then-President Donald Trump, won a round in court. On Friday, Judge Michael A. Lieberson ruled in favor of Tatiana Turner, who allegedly ran over two protesters in September 2020 in Yorba Linda, California. Lieberson ruled that Turner's attorney was not given the chance to present witnesses or arguments during a preliminary hearing. The court finds the defendant was denied a substantial constitutional right, the judge said. After the ruling, prosecutors immediately refiled the charges against Turner, which include attempted murder, mayhem, and multiple counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Turner pleaded not guilty. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.